This episode's going to be so hip, it can't see over its pelvis. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, sirs, masters, ma'ams, instructors, students of Songam Taekwondo. My name is Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am your host here for episode number 80 of the ATA Nation podcast. And my apologies for that horrible, horrible joke at the intro. But we're going to talk about some hip stuff today. And no special guest. We're going to actually talk through some of the material that I've been working on, educating myself with, and interspersed within the next couple episodes, we're going to talk about some more of it. It's going to be cool. But before that, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of our ATA avatars for our martial arts kids program. So many of you will have seen that there's been a rebrand of the Karate for Kid program into the martial arts kids program, and it is awesome. I'm loving it. And each week over the next few weeks, I want to introduce you guys to some of the characters, some of the avatars that are part of that program. So the first one is Aaron. And if you haven't seen an image of Aaron, we will share on social media. So make sure you go over and follow us on Instagram, ATA Nation Podcast. But while this is a little description of Aaron, while Aaron may be timid and soft-spoken, little does he know that the journey he set out to explore will be full of excitement, discovery, challenges, and growth. At ATA Martial Arts, Aaron has made new friends and learned new techniques. He loves practicing blocks, strikes, and kicks slowly together. Most of all, Aaron has learned that when you stand tall, look others in the eye, and speak clearly, you will become a confident leader. And Aaron is a white belt. He's just started his martial arts journey. So I think many of us can relate to Aaron when we started our martial arts journey. You know, I was a 12-year-old kid, and I was very similar to Aaron that way. And so he is a great representation of a beginner student in our ATA MAC program. One of the really cool things is not only do each of these characters have descriptions and characteristics and favorite things that you'll learn about through their journey, but they also are tying into some of the developmental levels, traits of our different ages as our martial art kids progress. So make sure you check that out. Aaron, he's been on the ATA social media before. We've shared him on our social media, and I'll share another image of him on there. Now, let's transition over to our topic for today. I'm going to do a little segment break here just for fun.
Special guest interview.
Now, our special guest interview today is with none other than myself. No, it's not an interview. I want to talk through a little bit of physical prep that I want you guys to be thinking about. So we often think in our training, or most people do, about our, you know, push-ups, our sit-ups, our kicks, you know, some cardio work. And one of the things that I want to introduce you to is to think about is some restoration work, okay? Some positioning work, some breathing work that is going to help get your body back in a proper alignment. Okay, so I know when I say that, a lot of people think of chiropractics. They go to the chiropractor, get in alignment, things like that. And that's totally a good thing as well. But there are some things that we can do to help get our body in a more advantageous position. And one of the most common things that we see across humans, and this isn't for everybody, but really there's a lot of it going on, is an anterior pelvic tilt. And what that just means is that your hips are tilted forward. So if you think of your hips as kind of a bowl of water, okay, your pelvis area is a bowl of water, and you can tip that bowl of water forward or you can tip that bowl of water backwards. So many people have a forward tip where they're dumping water out the front. And that happens in many different ways. But when we stand like that regularly, it changes a lot of what's going on in our hips, which changes what goes on in our knees and our feet and even up the chain as well. And one of the things that I've been studying, I got my I finished my course in biomechanics through a great gentleman, Connor Harris. It was really insightful, is how complicated the pelvis is, your hip area. You've got the two sides, obviously. You've got your femurs that go in, and your femurs, you know, have internal and external rotation. Your hip itself, the innominate bones have the internal and external rotation, and then your sacrum, kind of your tailbone area, tilts forward and backwards as well, nutates and counter-nutates. And what happens often is that the hip bones and that sacrum end up turning into one block and just tips all the way forward and all the way backwards, instead of being able to move independently in different sections. My students know that I've gotten so much into this that I went and bought a hip bone, like a model that I use in class sometimes to show them different things about how their hips should be looking and stuff. Your hip bones should be able to do lots of independent movement. A lot of times through just living, through the works that we have, the load that we carry, gravity, we have come into strategies to, kind of not have the best movement possible. And so the one result I want to talk about today is that often people's hamstrings are very tight. If you find your hamstrings very tight, a lot of the times it's not necessarily that they need extra stretching, though that's always an important thing to do. One of the things that happens is that because our pelvis, our hips are tilted forwards, we're actually stretching those hamstrings out a little extra. And so they're always on, they're always extra stretched. And so they're tight, not because they need more stretching, but because they're actually stretched too much and always in this state of being tightened rather than being able to relax and loosen and then tighten back up again. And so what I want to do today is give you two different positional drills that you can do to work on this and help correct some of that position in your pelvis. Okay. So one of the things that you can do before you start this is take a measurement of your straight leg raise. So what you'll do is you just lay on your back, there will be a link in the show notes on how to some videos of how to do these. Okay, so make sure you check out the show notes. At the end here, I'll give you the link address as well. But you'll lay on your back nice and flat, and you'll just slowly, with a completely straight leg, raise that leg up. And you'll stop when you feel any kind of real resistance there. You're going to make sure you just keep flat. You don't tilt your hips any while you're doing that. And you're going to, if you need some help with that pelvic tilt and those tight high hamstrings, you're going to have one of two main issues. One, you will not get a very high straight leg raise. So you'll get, you know, 45 degrees or less. Okay. And as martial artists, we probably are having more than that. But if not, this is going to be really good for you. Okay. And then check your left and your right. There's a lot of asymmetries that go on. And that's a whole different episode that we might have if you guys are interested. But take that measurement. Now, you'll either have, if you need to do these drills, you'll find that you have a really low straight leg raise, so less than 45 degrees or so, or a really high one. It's really easy for you to get past 90 degrees, to 90 degrees or past. And if that's the case, that probably means those have just been really lengthened as well. And after doing these drills, you'll actually see a decrease in how easy it is with that straight leg raise. And that should be a good thing because we're actually getting the pelvis back into a good neutral position to get everything strengthened back up. So take that straight leg raise measurement first, and then have a lay down on your back. Put your feet on the wall. Again, we'll have videos of this. And you're going to have what we call a 90-90 position. So you have a 90 degrees at the knees and 90 degrees at the hip so that it looks like you got kind of a box under your legs. So your feet are against the wall. You're laying on your back. You've got like this box under. And you can even use a bench or something, a chair, where you can set your feet on something. So you actually have something to rest your feet, like a shelf to rest your feet on when you're doing this. You're going to push your feet into the wall, and you're going to make sure they stay flat against the wall. You've got this 90-90 position with your knees and your hips, and you're going to pull down just a little bit. You're going to pull down with your heels. And if you don't have a shelf under you, you want to make sure you don't actually get your legs pulling down. Okay? You want to keep them against the wall in that 90-90 position without actually dragging them down the wall. That's why sometimes that shelf is nice. But you're going to start to pull them down. That's going to engage the hamstrings. You're going to keep your legs and your feet shoulders width apart. If you've got a little ball, you can put between your knees so that it keeps that shoulders width distance, that foot width distance. That's very helpful as well. And when you drag those, try to pull those heels down, that's going to engage those hips. And you just want that engage your hamstrings, and you just want that hip, those hips to come up off the ground just a little bit. That's going to cue a posterior pelvic tilt. We're just tilting that bowl backwards a little bit. You're going to put your hands on your abs, your low ribs, and you're going to take a big, deep exhale like you're sighing, and you should hear that exhale. You're going to out your mouth. When you do that, you want to then engage those side abs just a little bit. Just feel those side abs and then keep that little tension in your side abs, and then inhale real deep. And you're going to feel your chest expand, and then again, exhale. Engage those side abs, and you're going to do that for about 5 breaths, feeling your whole foot against the wall. Pulling those heels down, feel that heel pulling down as your hips are just slightly off the ground, low back staying on the ground. This is going to get your hips turned a little bit more in a neutral position. We're breathing nice and deep. Deep inhale through the mouth, through the nose. Deep exhale through the mouth, feeling those side abs just a little bit. Feeling that expansion, and that's going to down-regulate your nervous system to relax those muscles a little bit, okay? So that's exercise number one you can do, and then you can test that straight leg raise again. See if it has, if you're under 45 degrees, you should have a little improvement in that straight leg raise. If you're easily past 90 or 90 easy, you might see a little decrease, and that's okay because it's more important to get that pelvis in the right position, making sure the correct muscles are firing well. Another version you can do is to be laying on your back with your feet on the ground, feet not next to your butt, but out, you know, like we do when we're doing sit-ups. Okay, have those feet away. You want those feet flat on the ground, and you want to think about that pulling motion a little bit too, where you're pulling your heels towards your butt, but don't actually let your feet slide. Okay, but that's going to engage those hamstrings. Think about a little posterior tilt, and then do that same exact breathing, okay? About five deep breaths as we're engaging those obliques just a little bit, okay? Pulling a little bit with those heels, keeping your feet nice and flat on the ground, okay? And for both of these exercises, we'd like to do about two sets of five breaths. Then retest that straight leg raise, okay, and see the difference there, okay? Do that, you know, once, twice a day, repeatedly, and work on getting that pelvis back into a neutral position, okay? This is also a great suggestion. If you've got issues with knees, okay, start here with working to get those hamstrings relax a little, get that posterior tilt just a little bit, because you're probably getting some anterior pelvic tilt, and that's screwing with a bunch of things. There's a lot of injury prevention and a lot of injury assistance. I don't know if that's the right word. That we can do with corrective exercises like this that are going to work on getting our pelvis or our thorax in a correct position to turn off certain muscles, refire certain muscles so that we're not compensating in a poor position. Okay. This is just the tip of the iceberg in some really, really cool things, that I've personally been learning, to help our athletes, especially our adult athletes that are, you know, wanting to train at a high level, but are having some issues, some, you know, ankle, knee, hip, shoulder issues. There's a lot of things that we can do in some corrective breathing drills, some corrective positioning drills to help ourselves get in a better position to then train at a better level. So some really neat things in there. I want you to go and try these two drills. Check that straight leg raise before and after. Let me know what happens for you. Okay, send me a message on Instagram, the ATA Nation podcast. You can find us real easy on Instagram. Also, I'm going to have videos of the walkthrough of these two drills and the straight leg raise test. All you have to do is go to ATAMA, so like ATA Martial Arts, ATAMA.ninja/tilt. Okay. Tilt. ATAMA.ninja/tilt, like our pelvic tilt. Okay. So that'll have a videos there for some corrective exercises. You know, there's a lot we can do with our body. There's a lot of things, that we can do to restore, better position, of our body so that we have a higher level of performance, less pain in certain areas. Really beneficial things. A lot of times we jump right to, medicine, when physical therapy, and not just physical therapy, but some of these things that are a little less known about in getting that body in a right position can be really beneficial. So if you like that, let me know. I would love to hear from you. I've got a lot more we can talk about when it comes to that. I've got some other things that I want to bring to you guys from the material that I've been learning. But let us know what you think. Send us an Instagram DM or, find me on Facebook, whatever you want to do. So let's check out what's coming up.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Okay, big thing you need to be checking out right now, World Championships. The schedule has been out or just dropped, training seminars, all kinds of great stuff at World Championships. So make sure you're checking that out. Head over to atamartialarts.com and go to the Worlds tab in the events section, and it's got all that information there. Don't forget, World Championships is, and the marketing department at headquarters has been doing a great job of helping people realize this. It's two events, okay? Two tournaments, really. Okay, it's the end of the current season, which is the Tournament of Champions, and that's by invitation only, really. You got to be part of the top 10 or win districts to be able to go into that. But then the next tournament is the start of the new year, okay? That's the triple points. Anyone can compete. They're going to have recreational this year. You can be a Tiger compete. My wife, her very first tournament was World Championships as a white belt. So you can jump on that no matter your age, rank, whatever. So two great tournaments, World Championships. Head over to atamartialarts.com. Check that out. That's the big thing you need to be looking at on your calendar right now. So until next week, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Okay, ATA Nation, let me know what you thought of that. There's so many amazing things. I've done some really neat studies on your foot. Your pelvis is just, it's nuts. And then your scaps and, relieving pain higher up. Then just all kinds of stuff. These positional drills, I think, are something that everybody needs to, be diving into a little bit, just to make sure we're starting off our exercises, our trainings in the right, kind of position, getting restored. You know, we sit in a desk all day sometimes, or your jobs, the way we hunch, the different things we do, we just got to be working on those things. There's a lot to learn. So let me know what you think. We'll talk next week. Take care.